Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. It is the holiday season, and I know at the end of every year, our great Talking Metal listeners like to hit us up with a little PayPal donation. If you're looking to do that again this year, listen, before it even happens, I just want to say thank you so much. And if you need the money for something more important, listen, I totally understand. However, if you want to show your support for the show, a PayPal donation is always great. You can do that by going to the site. It's talkingmetal.com and just using the PayPal tab that goes directly to me. Another great way to support the show is to buy a t-shirt. Makes a great gift this Christmas. You can also use our Amazon links. It's just an extra step. I do this all the time with other podcasts. Whenever I want to purchase something on Amazon, most podcasts encourage you to use their links, and you just go to their site and use their link to open up Amazon, at which point you end up on Amazon and do your shopping as normal. Nothing costs anymore or anything like that. So three great ways to support Talking Metal. Amazon links, buy a t-shirt in the merch section on talkingmetal.com, and a simple PayPal donation. Happy holidays, guys. All right, so sadly, yesterday, earlier this week, depending on when you're listening to this episode, was the 10-year anniversary of Dimebag Darrell. Unbelievable. I hadn't heard about it until the morning, you know, went on at night, but John was the first one to tell me about it when I saw him on the ferry going to work, which I usually don't ride the ferry, but my wife and I took the ferry in that day. It was kind of interesting. I'm not sure why we were doing that, but we did, and John was really shook up. John had actually met and partied with Dimebag, I think twice, if I'm not mistaken. So, on that note, rest in peace, Dimebag Darrell. A little Pantera here. This is Goddamn Electric, off of Reinventing the Steel.
Whiskey and waiter.
the music going here on this episode. This is a music-based episode of the podcast. Brand new Bullet Boys coming right at you right now on Talking Metal.
Everyone has a tragedy or a stolen broken heart. Can you write me a symphony so I won't fall apart? Can you give me some clarity? It remains to be seen. I can feel you from miles away, though it's hard to believe. Everybody hold on tight. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. With all of my might. With all of my might. With all of my man, more than I already am. Can you make me see the sunlight so I can conquer the lands? Whoa, can you chase away my demons so they'll never come back? What's a prize for the winners when the train?
That was the Bullet Boys. I'm not 100% sure, but I think this song is called Symphony. The MP3 that was sent to me had no title attached to it, so I'm not even sure what this title of that song is. But there you go. Up next, we're going to get into a song called At the Ghost Gate by Portrait. This is off their release, their newer release, called Crossroads. Again, this is the band Portrait. We'll be right back. That was At the Ghost Gate by Portrait, off their 2014 release, Crossroads. This is a band called Faith or Fear, going back to 1989. What would you expect? Old school hard rock heavy metal right there with Faith or Fear. The name of that song was What Would You Expect from 1989. I appreciate all you guys hanging with me today, listening to some tunes, kicking back. As you know, I was out in Vegas, got to meet Paul Stanley, and I'll post that picture of Paul, myself, and my wife in today's show notes on talkingmetal.com. Was at the Rick Allen Art Gallery the other night. Kind of interesting to take that all in. Didn't really get a chance to speak to Rick, although it was suggested I might be able to do an interview when I was there. That didn't happen. We would love to have Rick call in for a phone or something here on Talking Metal. It was nice to see him talk with all his wealthy fans who were able to afford his art. And a lot of the proceeds of that art went to his foundation, which is working with veterans. So, good cause, I guess. again, would love to learn more about how he's working with veterans. He and his wife would love to hear more about what's up with Def Leppard. So open invitation to Rick Allen to join us here on the podcast. And on that note, how about some classic Rick Allen right now? Little sound sample here on Talking Metal. Happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas to all my Talking Metal friends. Love you guys. Thanks for supporting us through the years.